This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Here it comes. And Josh. Why is it your name should be on there? Pete and Dave. And Josh.
And Josh.
I'm a nobody.
Can you edit in there yourself saying, and Josh?
You should just pop in and say, and Josh.
Yes.
If they pay me. I mean,
I'll pay you.
I have an NIL deal.
How
also,
much does it cost for you to edit in yourself saying, yeah, and Josh?
You're using my name, image, and likeness to promote the show. So
nobody's using any of our images.
Money. Yeah, anyways. Pete, we never start with you, so I'm going to start with you for this one.
Oh, I wish you would, but okay.
Every week he says it. We don't start with you, Pete.
As the dust has mostly settled in the NFL coaching corral of many hirings, I'll pop this down so I can hear myself talk. Both this past weekend and the week before, Ben Johnson, Liam Cohen, Mike Vrabel, Pete Carroll, Brian Schottenheimer, I believe is his name.
Yep.
You name it.
You know his dad, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm not that old, but okay. Which hire... Which hire is the most impactful in your eyes out of all the head coaches that have been hired so far?
I think Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the world of what that guy's been able to do, and I think he's a quarterback whisperer in the real sense of it all. I like what they're going to be able to do, and I think it's going to be a game changer, and it's going to put that much more pressure on us guys as Vikings fans, if you are a Vikings fan. That's going to put some pressure on us for sure. He's a heck of a coach.
Pete Carroll in Las Vegas,
ooh,
baby.
Oh, doggy.
73 years old. Don't tell him this is a retirement gig. I love that he went to Vegas. I think he knows the West well. He knows how to coach. By the way, he looks phenomenal for 73.
Oh. He does.
He looks incredible for 73.
I got a real quickie. So I played for Pete when I was at the Vikings back in 86, 87, yeah, right? Pete was a secondary coach. He was the youngest coach in the NFL. When he left, he was the oldest coach in the NFL. You know what that all adds up to? I'm getting pretty freaking old.
But also, by the way, also adds up to still zero Super Bowls for the Vikings. So, you went Pete Carroll.
Do we have a booba?
Or wait, no, you went Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
You went Pete Carroll.
I went Pete Carroll because I would have gone Ben Johnson, but I didn't want to do the same thing.
You didn't want to go this route?
Duval.
Oh, my gosh. You love that.
The Jaguars, baby. Woo!
Yeah, well, how about that? Leaving at the stroke of midnight to go to Jacksonville. Who'd have
thought? That was one of the strangest things ever, by the way.
Yeah.
That really was.
It's so weird.
Yep.
I'm really surprised the Cowboys didn't hire Deion. I got to be honest. I really thought.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Yeah.
I thought they were going to.
I wasn't a fan of the Brian Schottenheimer hire. But
now he gets to call the plays. It's strange to me.
Yeah, that'll change everything.
Well, you know, if you're an offensive coordinator, but you don't get to call the plays, that's kind of a strange thing to do, I think. I think your offensive coordinator should be the guy calling the plays. That's part of the resume, in my opinion. But
I know you like to talk about Jerry Jones and the fact that he used to play football, but he played football when the leather helmets were still
the Razorbacks. So. Yeah, Big Suey. Yeah.
They were really nice leather.
Yeah. Listen,
I'm aware. Yeah, I believe you invented that. Yes. Yes.
Oh man! All right,
you guys should come nice in the studio more often.
They were nice leather.
Yes. God, this really got weird. This got weird.
Amazing.
This got weird. Dave, the Vikings have had a lot of decisions to make here in the next handful of months. Don't believe we tackled this, Pete, last week with Collar, but I did text him this question. I'll ask you. In 6, 7, 8 months, do we see Aaron Jones in purple?
Oh, that's a good question. Ooh. Yes. Okay. I think you have to. He's because anyone who plays quarterback, and I'll borrow a page from Pete's playbook here.
Yeah.
Anybody who plays quarterback absolutely has to have a good running game.
Yeah.
And Aaron Jones was, other than missing some time, was incredibly productive for them. He can run. He can catch out of the backfield. But especially if you're going to turn the keys over to J.J. McCarthy early, you absolutely have to have someone who can run the ball to take the pressure off him. Now, I don't know what he's going to cost, and a lot of I think that is going to hinge on what they decide to do with Sam Darnold, if that decision isn't already made, which I think it probably is. But I think you've got to have a good running game, and they had one with him. Any issues he had was not because of him, as we've said many times, it's because of the offensive line. So I think he's in purple again next year.
I'm really leaning more towards the fact that he's getting a little bit older. He's one more year older. Let's remember, this is part of the reason why they decided to get rid of Dalvin Cook, right? He got to a certain age, and they were like, this is it. I'll tell you what, there's some running backs coming out from college this year that if they can do a little shifting around somewhere and are able to get themselves maybe up to the third round or something like that for picks, I'll tell you what, I like Caleb Johnson, the kid from Iowa. Boy, he's a big, strong kid. Yeah. I want somebody bigger and stronger than what we're seeing out of Aaron Jones, only to put that much more pressure on the defenses.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you because you can get running backs cheap, right?
Yep.
You don't need – I think the days of shelling out for expensive running backs are over. But if you're going to have essentially a rookie quarterback in there, I like having someone a little more – what are they doing? Sorry. Are they speed walking?
He got fully distracted by the
I'm
Pro
like,
Bowl.
Are they speed? He was speed walking.
My goodness.
I think that you have to have someone established in there to take some pressure off a rookie quarterback rather than you don't want to have a rookie quarterback and a rookie running back there.
Yeah.
That's my thought. But I see your point. And they are speed walking. Gosh.
I'm glad we covered it.
Sorry. I just looked up and I saw NFL players literally speed walking down the field. And I'm going, what is this?
It is an art form.
Yeah, we can all do it. Whether it's downtown Minneapolis or it's
Olympic sport.
Orlando. Yeah, we can practice
Orlando.
It. Yeah, I don't know where this is.
Orlando's Hawaii. Not Hawaii, let me tell you.
It's not Hawaii.
Yeah. I've checked the map. That is
Homer
true.
Homer Sooner, what do you got?
Oh, my gosh. You mentioned Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
New head coach of the Chicago Bears. He's got additional staff being brought in as of yesterday.
Oh.
Heading back to the NFL, Mr. Eric Bieniemy is heading back there to be the running backs coach for the Bears. Your thoughts on the 55-year-old heading back to the big leagues and, honestly, getting Caleb some help, hopefully, with some coaching.
Where was he? He was coaching
UCLA.
He's bounced around a little bit, and I think he's probably frustrated because a lot of people talked about him being a head coach someday,
so
and he just
times.
Hasn't quite got there. It does make you wonder, though. I don't think there's anything hugely negative about him. I just think that people are just a little apprehensive. But I think this gives him one more opportunity. This will be his last opportunity. If he does something very good with the Bears, he will get those interviews, and maybe he does get that job. And I think that's the way he's looking at it.
I agree. I think this is probably his last stop. I'm still surprised that B-Flo's not up for any head coaching jobs. I don't understand
there's
why.
There's some baggage out there.
I know. It's too much baggage.
There's baggage, and I asked Collar this last week. I asked these guys this last week. Did the final two games of the season, both Detroit and L.A., play a part in that? Collar said no, but I just I don't know. Defense wasn't really necessarily the issue. It was offense that was not producing for the team. So.
There's too much baggage. Yeah. And then that's unfortunate. It is what it is. We'll just call it that. It is what it is.
Yep.
But I think Bieniemy going to Chicago, I agree. I mean, look what he did with now. People are going to point to what he did with Adrian Peterson, and you're going to say, well, Adrian Peterson was Adrian Peterson.
Pretty talented.
He probably didn't need a coach for him. So, we'll see. Be interesting. Because if you can do it in Chicago with that, with what they got there, you're pretty good.
Yep.
I miss the Peterson days.
So do I.
Man.
Oklahoma guy, of course.
Yeah.
hey, was watching back some tape from his days at the Dome, and let me tell you, there was nothing like watching AP.
You should have watched him. I did a story on him early in his career. We went down to Palestine, Texas, and we saw some of his high school games.
Yeah.
That, you want to talk about dominance. That kid was incredible. It was a man amongst boys. He'd have 200 yards in the first half, and they'd have to hide his helmet from him so he didn't go back in. True story.
You know who he always reminded me of was Eric Dickerson.
Yes.
Big, fast.
He finished 9 yards short that one season.
Unbelievable. I got a quickie for you on Eric Dickerson.
Yeah.
Eric Dickerson, we're playing against Indianapolis 1 year. I'm playing for Tampa. And Eric Dickerson gets a toss to the outside. He's running down the field. And another guy who played at SMU with him, and he was also part of the 4x1 relay team, had a lot of speed on the Tampa team in the corner. He gets the ball on the pitch to the outside, Eric does, Dickerson, and the next thing you know, he turns it on and goes right past this cornerback, right? And the coach said to him later, when we get to the sideline, he goes, hey, man, what happened there? You're one of the fastest guys. He goes, hey, this guy is the real deal. You guys don't understand.
There is no such thing as outside containment.
And I'll tell you, Eric Dickerson was special.
Yeah?
He goes, once he turns it on, you have no chance. There was nobody in the NFL could catch him.
Yeah, AP the same way.
Real quick, we do have the ESPN list of teams that will be potentially in the playoffs for college football next year. I'm going to list them off. You tell me which one of these, if any, surprise
you. If you put Oklahoma on that list, I'm going to call.
No, trust me. Okay. I can tell you as an Oklahoma homer, they're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Right,
they're in a rebuild.
So this is the 12-team playoff?
They have to actually keep a quarterback in their system to actually play some football.
That's true.
We have at number 12, Boise State. Number 11, Iowa State. We have number 10, South Carolina. 9, LSU. 8, Oregon. 7, Georgia. Notre Dame at 6. Penn State at 5. And Ohio State's 1, obviously. BYU's 4th ranked. 3 is Clemson. 2 is Texas. Do any of those pop out to you and kind of surprise you as teams that could contend next year?
As much as I like Boise State.
Yeah.
And I think they do a great job. They've always had competitive teams, it seems. I don't think they get back in there. And I think that, you know, you lose a guy like Ashton Gentry, that is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy was unbelievable what he was able to accomplish. So I think they're a step lower, and I don't think they make it into the 12.
Who was number one?
Number one, obviously, Ohio State.
See, I think Texas will be number one.
Okay.
Arch Manning
How many more years do we have with Arch? Is that
three? Does he have three? Four?
Okay, yeah,
this year.
He's a freshman sophomore.
They'll probably make a rule that you can play 6 years. I mean, why not? 6 year contract, right?
He's making more money than Purdy, like four times as much as Purdy.
I still think South Carolina's the odd man out in this group. I just don't.
They were pretty special last year.
They're special, but they're.
Indiana's getting no love. They had a great season.
Yeah.
They're Indiana.
We'll see how that goes. But that's all for your fast breaks.
It's 11:48. We haven't even talked about the Super Bowl yet. We'll talk about it coming up next.